welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, it's now or never. We're running out of time. And as a matter of fact, just to show you how people want to drive urgency and getting, you know, you engaged and invigorated in their cause, but they're doing nothing about solving the problem. So what we want to do is we want to kind of prove this, because we've done this a couple of times over the past 2-3 years in running on Red State Talk Radio. When you look at CPAC, because CPAC just happened, right? News kind of came out because there was no mention at CPAC. Why was there no mention at CPAC that there was a lawsuit that would have removed the Biden administration, the stuff that we've been covering here? Why is it that CPAC actually just, oh, you keep on voting for us and keep, you know, your head down, don't pay attention to what we're doing because we're doing good things. Yay! Are you kidding me? It is time, folks, we actually start demanding that either people are engaged in the solution or we got to drop them. We got to quit looking at CPAC. One of the things I've noticed, and as a matter of fact, it has come out. Now, I don't know if this is substantiated or not, but I don't question it because CPAC has exhibited no interest in really trying to find a solution. I'm not too hard to find. And I'm not going to be going around begging people to put me on. If they don't know about me, because I really doubt that they probably haven't heard, but especially if you're looking, especially if you're out there, because I know who's out there, and I've already been able to throw a bunch of, most of them, into the pot that they're a part of the problem. You know, there's this pot, the part of the problem pot, and then the part of the solution pot. Very few are in the solution pot. Now, we got the We the People Foundation. We've got the National Liberty Alliance. We've got the Constitutional Alliance as well, Constitution Association out of Southern California. We've got a lot of different little organizations that understand what we're doing. As a matter of fact, Global Television out of California as well. Tom LaPorte and some of the stuff he's doing. Huge supporter. Problem is that, you know, there's all of these others that want you to look the other way. They want you to continue focusing on what they think. Oh, voter integrity. I'm telling you, they're ramping this up. They're going to be selling this Real ID Act as the solution because election. They take the latest disaster, crisis. Remember, don't let a crisis go to waste. They are going to provide you with, I'll just say, the handcuffs that you're going to be happy to put on yourselves with this Real ID Act. So one of the things I want you to know, coming up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, we are going to be talking to Mark Lerner of the Constitutional Alliance. We're going to dive into the history and the details of Big Brother, the automated process of managing and controlling people and monitoring at a minimum and controlling those who really pose a serious threat. We're on the path of going down this minority report, Big Brother type of world. I'm here to tell you that you need to understand that this is paramount. What you're seeing is the foundation for the mark of the beast. I've said this to you before, and we're going to actually get into the details. You're going to want to listen to all three of these shows. Now, on Thursday, maybe even a better show, we're going to be talking to the chair, Patricia Kent. I have to focus on getting names right. Forgive me. Patricia Kent will be on, and we're going to have a detailed conversation regarding the Independent American Party and how they are really, they're trying to become the party of the solution. Now, I have approached the Constitution Party, and I've asked them, and I've challenged them, and many of them have come on board. Many of them recognize, you know, that I'm not necessarily just trying to sell them something. It's not like I've yet to earn a penny from anybody. I don't think anyone could even say, yeah, you know, there's some financial gain coming here for GR, because it's not about that. And the fact is, see, the proof's in the pudding, folks. I mean, if I had billions of dollars in the bank, then you'd say, okay, this guy's making it somehow. Anyway, but that's not happening. I have all the blessings and I have all the faith that the Lord will continue to bless us as we do what we need to do. And those blessings will grow. And if those blessings do grow through all of the things that I'm doing and the work that we're doing, then we want to share those with you. But the fact of the matter is that there are plenty of states that are starting to come on board out of the Constitution Party that are getting this as well. I think the Constitution Party leadership claims to be too busy. Don't know. They've never told me anything. I've called. They don't answer and so forth. And so I go, okay, I need to finally break down and use disciplined communications. Because for me, emailing, if I'm sitting on a keyboard, I'm either writing an article, I'm either writing some type of information that can be used, or writing a script. I still have to write the script so that as these campaigns start to occur, and I've got to get this done in the next week or so, I'm going to provide a script of how you can challenge your congressperson. When you go to their town hall meeting, you need to be up in their grill and ask them about this lawsuit. Did you know you were sued? Did you know you were served on this particular day for violating the Constitution by accepting the Electoral College? Are you aware of that? What are you going to do about that? We need to make that the number one issue in their race. We need to get their challengers to tune into this so that they can jump on this and seize the day. Because you may not be able to, because believe me, I try to get a hold of challengers, these you know, candidates that want to be a congressman, and they just look and go, what do you have to offer, GR? I mean, who are you? Really? Okay. Obviously, I'm not E.F. Hutton. And so any millennial will not get that reference, but most of you probably do get that reference. But the point is that if I'm telling you something, you really should listen, because when I have a huge flaw. I love to be right. And so to be right means you really have to make sure that what you're going to say isn't wrong. And so very rarely, and I don't have a flaw of admitting when I'm wrong. I'm willing to admit, oh, I was wrong. But I have a flaw that, you know, I really, really enjoy that feeling of, I nailed it. I got this right. I love that. I love being right. I love being on top. And truth gives you that. When you start embracing the truth, it just makes it so much easier to be right. And so one of the things that I've been telling these candidates, as a matter of fact, in Idaho, there's very few candidates that I'm endorsing. And I've got to get to the point, and I'm hoping to have Art Macomber on here. He's running for attorney general in Idaho, and I would ask you support him. I want you to know that Art Macomber needs your support, but before I ask you to support him, I need him to commit that he is going to follow the Constitution and not the bar. That, you know, instead of using the courts that has no jurisdiction, he will basically sue the state. He wants to sue, and he needs to start suing the state as the state attorney general. And what I mean by that is, let's say the federal government is doing something, then the attorney generals have no business going into federal court. They can't win that way, and they're destined to lose. what they can win and what they should go after is suing the state government, like the state legislators, for doing the bidding for the federal government. So going after them and saying, you have no authority constitutionally to do that. This is how the attorney general, as a constitutional attorney general, can really start putting the clamps down on your state legislature. So this is why your attorney general races are very important, as well as your governor. He's the one that's supposed to be protecting the Constitution. Now, we did, by the way, we did talk to the attorney general in South Dakota, and we've kind of dropped this information for him to kind of look at. It's been a week. I should follow up on Monday. I hope to remember to do that before all heck breaks loose here, because it's going to be crazy, folks. Anyway, what we want to do is we want to get this content with the Constitutional Alliance as well. So we're taking a break. So when we come back on Friday, because today's Friday, it's Feedback Friday Day, we're going to go through a few different things and some conversations that I've had this week. But what we want to do next Friday is kind of prepare for the following week and why the following week, which would be the week of the 21st, you're going to want to listen, because that's when we're going to really open up the structure. Because everything that I've kind of, and forgive me, I don't like preaching. I mean, you go to church on Sundays to be preached to. You don't want to go into a movie and all of a sudden find out that the movie's preaching to you, trying to make you feel guilty and trying to tell you what you need to be doing. I know you come here for that type of political, constitutional guidance, and it's hard to separate the spiritual, the Christianity, that type of stuff. But before we bleed into the break, we'll be right back.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we were diving into the break, one of the things that, as you can tell, we bled into the break. One of the things that we really want to start diving into is breaking open the counties and breaking up what it takes and the important parts of citizen vigilance. It's all about citizen vigilance. You know, one of the things that came to me that I want to get into today as Feedback Friday, because a lot of people are talking, we need to have a second Great Awakening. In other words, we need to turn the hearts and minds of, people back to the Lord.
I believe that there are enough people here in America that if you understood what you were doing wrong, then you could repent, and then you could make things right. And so we want to talk about constitutional repentance, an interesting paradigm, in talking to a Constitution Party chair that I, without permission, I won't name names, but it's kind of an interesting paradigm. But before we do, let me get through some of these obligatories. You're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions, and that is Reclaiming the Republic and what we're about. Bob Seminar, still haven't heard from Bob, still working on problems. I just say, you know, it's... I wish Bob was on social media so that he could at least be making posts and letting people know, and that way we could all follow Bob and what Bob wants to do. But, you know... It's all. I feel like we're living, or we in some ways, of instant information. We live in a society of instant information. And in some ways, you know, there are people that are stone and chisel people, minded people, that, you know, they communicate. And it's very similar to how they used to communicate back in the days of the, you know, the revolution. I mean, they had to write with letters. They didn't have phones. They didn't have SATCOM. So they had to write down, and then they had to mail it, and then they had to wait a few months for that mail to get there, and then to respond back. It took 3-4 months. So, you know, you'd only have a few conversations with loved ones who were in Europe serving the country or what have you. But my point is that we live in a day and an age where people can get daily updates, daily doses. And I was asked yesterday, what's going on with Bob Seminar? Is there anything going on? And I said, I know as much as you do. They're working out kinks and problems. If he had a Facebook page or a social media page or a tweet, you know, a Twitter account where he could just tweet out, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. This is, you know, so we can do a daily snapshot. We're getting closer. It looks like, you know, we might be a couple weeks away. But this conversation I had with Bob was a month ago regarding the seminar. So I just want you to understand that when you're trapped in a paradigm of working in serial, do you understand working in serial? So there are two types of processes that you can work in. Serial means that you do this one first, then you do this one, then you do this one. But you can't do the next one, you know, while you're doing this one. You do one at a time. Working in parallel allows you to be able to do 2, 3, 5, 10 different things, and, you know, having things moving along so that you can actually get things done quicker, be working more efficiently and effectively. Because technically, when you're working serial, it may take days to get that one little thing done. And the amount of effort that really went into fixing that little problem may have only been a half an hour. But to get the person, the time, the focus to do that, okay, now that that's done, now I can do this. People that function and work in a serial world typically are, you know, those people that are so organized that it's almost like an OCD. And I'm not saying bad things about Bob. I'm just saying that this is a very common engineering problem. Engineers, you know, typically, because Bob has an engineering background, engineers typically work in serial. Like when you're writing your code, you don't start, you know, at one end of the code and then start at another end and start doing all these different things, because getting everything to work together becomes really problematic. In serial coding, you kind of want to do things. Now, you can do some things separately and then integrate them, but there's still that level of integration. But if you do everything methodically in a serial process, it makes sense. But in systems engineering, you know, you got hardware coming in, you got the systems that need to be built, you got software integration, you've got, you know, hardware layouts and database configurations and communication. So you're doing all of these things simultaneously. If you had to build and integrate a large cloud computing system, because I've been there, we've managed these things, data centers and so forth, I've managed and integrated and done these things. And so it becomes, wow, you know, there's no way we could get this done in any reasonable time unless we were able to work to very specific points so that everybody could work simultaneously. And then if you, like, you're the network person and you can't do anything until you get to, you know, you can do all of this work. And then by the time you get to this work, if these things aren't up and online and ready to go, then you kind of have to wait. Now you're waiting because there's not much more you can do. Well, okay. And you try to work a team so that nobody is twiddling their thumbs. So you want to make sure you have all the resources loaded to the task so that they can all get done when they need to be done so that you have complete efficiency. Now, I just went down this rat hole to kind of explain how we need everybody to start doing that. And what does this have to do with constitutional repentance? We'll get into that. I've still got the obligatories, so I just wanted to come back around. We'll get into this constitutional repentance when we finish this. Okay, so Gary Smith and Fortitude Financial Coaching is where you need to go. This personal endorsement, go see Gary. Talk to Gary about getting yourself under control, getting yourself, let's just say, disciplined in controlling your spending and controlling and managing your earnings and investments. Constitution education regarding just getting educated on the Constitution. ConstitutionEducation.us. We need to, everybody that I'm talking about, these are patriots. These people care about this nation. They care about the direction of this nation. They may not be fully, you know, educated or understand, but they do trust us. They trust Republic Review. They trust our processes, Reclaiming the Republic. And so the fact is, you know, we've creating these, I'll just say, symbiotic relationships. TimberNation.com, Hardwood Furnishings. You'll love them. Stan Kluett with the RadioDustCovers.com. Get your equipment, get your stuff covered. Add local. If you're looking for ISP services, there you go. And I just added a new, I'll just say, personal endorsement. You know, I don't advertise or I don't say anything about news or news press, any type of platform. There's a new platform in Wyoming. It is called Wyoming Conservative Chronicle. It is a print type of platform. And they wrote an article. An article was done on me there. And I believe this is a hard print only, so you have to subscribe so that they can mail you these. You're going to want to get this paper mailed to you. I don't know what it costs, but they're going to be talking about, and the topics that they're going to cover will cover the importance, and just give you an example, because the talk I just had with one of the reporters that works for the Wyoming Conservative Chronicle basically comes down to this, that they want everybody in Wyoming, they want to teach their electorate why it is so important for HB 0132 over all other bills. Because what I told her was that when you look at HB 132, it fixes all of the problems. It doesn't cherry pick and say, we're going to fix this one problem. And the problem with cherry picking is cherry picking never solves the problem because they don't address the problem as the upstream problem source. They are only addressing the symptoms of the problem downstream. In other words, okay, so they're going to deal with homelessness, they're going to deal with mask mandates, but they're not solving the problem to say government can't do those things. And so when people understand the importance of having a standing statutory committee in auditing and ensuring that only constitutional laws are being embraced by Wyoming from the federal government as well as Wyoming itself, then now we're on the path of actually eliminating all the things that the government is doing that they have no business doing. In other words, this one bill not only solves the problems that those other bills are, you know, trying to solve but can't, this bill fixes them all. And when you put it out in 20, there could be hundreds of bills. If you look at all the different issues from health, liberty, and mandates, and social distancing, and all these different types of laws that they can create over one issue, well, this particular bill actually eliminates and ensures that none of those types of laws, you don't need to worry about protecting yourself from all of the laws. This one does it in one full swoop. It's the one-size-fits-all bill. And so it's this report, wow, I mean, that's a great way of looking at it. Absolutely. So this is why we need to start understanding how we're a part of the problem. So, and I've said this in different ways, I'm going to say it again in a different way, because hopefully this time it sinks in, but this is going to lend to constitutional repentance, right? Have you been sinning? Yes, we'll be right back after this.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobius Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobius Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so, and there's some things going on in Wyoming. You know, it's getting to critical mass in ways that people don't understand. There are some good politicians. When I say, I have to kind of bite my tongue because these politicians, some of these guys are good guys, but their head is still not right. And what I mean by that is, and I'll give you an example. There's one senator who's a huge advocate for the Second Amendment, and he's a very conservative guy, but he cherry picks. He doesn't fully support the entire Constitution, but he is in the process of getting removed from six committees out of the Senate for some behavioral things and so forth. And this is just like, are you kidding me? Because he's too conservative and the rhinos are in control. This all speaks to one thing. When you allow your leadership to be controlled by the progressives, when you think you've got Republicans, but you don't. In other words, you can't trust the Republican Party per se. I mean, you can with the GOP, but when you get candidates that actually say, I'm a Republican, that doesn't mean anything anymore. Until the parties, this goes back to something I've been saying and chanting, until the parties demand full compliance to the Constitution, and if any candidate goes against the Constitution and or plays these types of games, then the party needs to step in and excommunicate, ban, and call for the removal of that public servant, because the party is what got that person elected. That happens to be a dark red. Most people think it's just a Democratic election. No, it is a party election, because when you come down to it, whoever wins the Republican primary will win that seat. It's not like there's really a contest between the Democrats and Republicans in most all of these seats in Wyoming. And that's why the Democrats know that. And that's why the Democrats claim these politicians. They have nothing to do with the party, but they claim to be Republicans. My friends, they're so devious and lying, they don't even know what the truth is anymore. So when you slap them with the truth, they get dumbfounded. But anyway, back to this concept of, because I think we kind of went through this, get yourself Wyoming Conservative Chronicle, and now let me move forward into what I think is really important when we start talking about repentance. So, can you repent as a U.S. citizen? Have you sinned as a U.S. citizen? I have gone through and I've written articles, and you hear me talk about the duty of a patriot. A patriot is not somebody that supports the country. A patriot is not somebody that supports a country or a party, an office, a person, a politician. A patriot, throughout the world, that's what a patriot does. A typical patriot throughout the world supports their country. It supports their commander. It supports their king. Whoever the sovereign is, they support their government. In America, that is not a patriot. In America, a patriot supports the Constitution, because the duty of a citizen and what they're supposed to support is very clear in the oath of a citizen. We are all to support and defend the Constitution against enemies of it, foreign and domestic. And we can clearly see that there are people that are attacking the Constitution within the United States, these Bolshevik revolutions. So my question is, now that you understand, and even though, and see, this is the problem, or the thing that kind of creates this problem, is that you, as a person born in America, you're not required to go through an oath of citizenship. The oath of citizenship that they use today is for people that have immigrated here. This is why the very first part of that oath is the abjuring and the rejecting of recognizing and having any loyalty to any potent, sovereign, God, government, or anything above the U.S. Constitution. In other words, if you're a Mohammedan and you come here and you become a citizen and you raise your hand and you take this oath, what you basically said is that you're putting the Constitution above your worship to that God's laws. Because those God's laws, the Mohammedan and Islam's laws, are contradicting the U.S. Constitution and the concept that people choose for themselves here. You have the right of conscience, you have the right of choice. And they come along and say, no, we want to make laws that force you. Well, that's repugnant. That's just, that flies in the face of liberty. So the fact is that we have to start getting people to understand that, one, as a citizen, that oath does apply to you. And, oh, by the way, we need to start bringing it back. You know, this Pledge of Allegiance, what really should be stated into the school classroom is that every child starts learning, and instead of doing it on a daily basis, they should do it every year that they graduate from one class to the next, that they raise their arm to the square and they say, I will support the Constitution against support and defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will do these things, and accept and understand as they're moving forward this constitutional obligation as a citizen that is upon them. The question is, how many kids, if this was required by law, how many kids in the education system today would start recognizing some of the crap that they're learning in school is actually contradicting their obligation as a citizen? You think that's why they don't want you to know about this obligation? What they want you to do is marginalize it so that you're willing to surrender it and give it up. But to be a citizen, you have to take this oath. To be a citizen, you have to do this. Now, you can be an inhabitant here, but you don't get to vote. You have to be, to vote in the government, you have to support the Constitution. And so I believe that that ultimate thing, that every time somebody signs up, everybody signs up to vote, whether that's at the DMV or what have you, I believe that they need to reaffirm their oath as a citizen, just like a public servant. Every time they take a new session in office, they have to reaffirm and reassert their oath of office. This way, everybody understands that this is a very important responsibility that we have in participating in our self-government. You see how just that one little paradigm shift would make a huge change in how people perceive themselves, how they perceive government, and how they're to act. Those types of little things do make big differences. But anyway, what we want to do is get you to start thinking now about whether you have defended, whether you have fulfilled that oath as a citizen. So instead of focusing, and because there's a lot of people out there that we have to repent for our government. We have to. You can't repent for somebody else. I want you to think about this and go into the weekend and fasting and praying and mourning and lamenting over the sins of Obama and the sins of Biden and repent for them. Okay, go do that. See how well that works for you. See if that even if you can get into that space where you feel like they're being forgiven because of your repentance. Because you will realize that you can't repent for anybody else but yourself. And so when people say this nation needs to repent, that we need to repent for this government, you're making a huge mistake. But what you can do, and what you should have been doing, is you should have been recognizing what are your obligations? What are you supposed to be doing as a U.S. citizen? Well, okay, you're supposed to support and defend the Constitution. Well, do it then. Get up off your backside and do it. Are you articulating exactly what, in a constitutional context, what has to happen? Or are you articulating things in regards to the Republican Party that we want to, you know, reject and replace the Obamacare? Well, if you're doing that, then you're violating the Constitution as well. You're not supporting the Constitution. You need to fully support the Constitution by getting rid of all things that do not exist within the Constitution. And then once you get rid of them, if you want to talk about possibly amending the Constitution, then okay. But you have to make sure everything is on a schedule to be removed. You don't just start talking, because this is how the devil works. If there's no timeline to getting rid of something, okay, we agree that we need to get rid of it, but let's come to an agreement of what that is before we get rid of it. You go down that path, you never get rid of it. But if you go down the path of saying, okay, there's no authority for doing this, period. This is a violation of the compact. Education needs to be dismantled, period. We're getting rid of it. And so what you do is you put the schedule in that in 6 months, this many people get terminated. There's no more new budget. There's no more money on budgetary things, of curriculum, anything like that. That all is shut down. All those monies is returned to be able to go to the constitutional things that they need to do or paying down debt. And then we'll be right back after these two promos, because you know me, I'll be bleeding into the promo. So we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we're talking about repentance, right? If we want to sanctify what we're doing, right? If you've done something wrong and you recognize you've done something wrong, then you want to repent. The question is, have you really done something wrong? Have you violated the Constitution? Well, it's really simple, folks. Have you supported the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic? In other words, have you stood up, and I don't mean just complained. I don't mean, you know, excuse the expression, bitching don't count. What you have to do, and if you didn't know it, then it's because of ignorance, right? But now that you've learned about the First Amendment petition and the obligation government has and the ramifications behind the First Amendment petition, I am submitting to you that now that you understand that these things are real, that they're very tangible, then you have this obligation to use them. So the question is, what have you petitioned? How have you petitioned, or actually, I'm going to put it together for you because I told you would, so let's just do it now. In the Constitution, you have a right of assembly. In other words, you have a right to come up with an idea, to think of something and to express something, and to say, we need to go after our councils, our city council. We need to go after our county commissioners. We need to go after our sheriff. We need to go after XYZ of our public servants because they are violating our Constitution. Okay, so there's your first constitutional right. Right? So I'm going to kind of go ABC, connecting all the dots to prove to you how those inalienable rights are galvanized in the Constitution and why constitutional adherence is important and constitutional obedience by you is important. Okay, so you realize that this is wrong and you've come to this knowledge that it's bigger than just one issue. It's bigger than just abortion. That all of these things have one thing in common, that they are exercising roles, responsibilities, and powers that have not been formally delegated. Therefore, they are violating the Constitution in a sundry of ways. Therefore, you start calling them out. But how do you do that? Well, you start expressing that. People start listening. Next thing you know, you start assembling. That is also a right. Your speech is a right. The assembling of the people is a right in places for peaceable assembly. You don't have a right to get riotous. You don't have a right to become uncivil. This nation was created as a civilized nation, which means that we do not have any allowance or any tolerance towards people that are rioting. The fact is, the reason why everybody else is telling us that's peaceful protests and so forth is because they're getting us to swallow illegal behavior. Bottom line, you now have the right to assemble. You are now associating, assembling, and organizing in this phase of this growth that you're going through. So you've identified, you've had the epiphany, you've started to realize it's all about full constitutional compliance. You're starting to speak about this, you're becoming organized and assembling and associating. Now you have a body of people. Now your next step is to get everybody succinct with the petition that has to go, and all of these petitions that need to start going from your constitutional county group, because that's what you're doing. You're organizing a constitutional compliance county unorganized militia in holding government and public servants accountable. Then what you do is you actually get these things formulated. You have to learn how to do all of that. We're here to help you with all of this. But you learn how to do these petitions, and then you take these petitions to your representatives, whether they be your county commissioners, and you really need to focus hard, lean hard, and poke your county commissioners in the eye. You need to lean. The place where you have to lean the hardest is your county. That is your neighborhood. I'm telling you, the people three counties over aren't going to clean up your county for you. You have to do it first. And once you get your county cleaned up, you can help. People are going to go, wow, man, you guys are firing on all cylinders over there. What do you do? How do you do that? And you'll be able to help them. This is all, by the way, this is all dovetails with this whole concept of monetizing the Reclaiming the Republic network. Because a part of what you're going to be doing also will be getting this content, helping people, to telling them when you're meeting, what you're doing, why these petitions are important. You got this petition, you got this petition, going through the petitions. You're going to be going through the tactical information on your local radio station as you follow my talking on these other general, even grander ideas that are applicable in every state. But I can't get into the details. I'd love to get into the details, and I do, you know, but it would take a whole show, or I just wouldn't have the time. But by using my one-hour show to penetrate your flyover broadcasting markets, then you follow that. Now you have presence local and local relevance. You've now changed from a person that was doing nothing, recognizing that you needed to do something, and now started speaking, organizing, and getting people, you know, organized, assembled, and associated, and beginning to exercise the constitutional force in the Constitution called the First Amendment petition. You've moved yourself from becoming just a person with this desire and knowing things are wrong, figuring out what you've done, why it's wrong, and literally going down into the space of becoming a leader and obtaining access to the radio pulpit to help communicate, to build your organization. I can tell you that in so many different ways, this creates, I'll call it a perfect ice cream cone, because you're going to convert your local radio station to become a relevant grassroots radio station. And oh, by the way, it's not about party. It's not going to be the Republican radio party. It will be Reclaiming the Republic, and it's all about the Constitution. And, you know, the Republican Party, if they get there, that's great. But the fact is, as you start understanding this whole process, there should be really no parties at all. And you can use the party, and you can take the party. Once you move the party towards full compliance of the Constitution, full relevance of the Constitution, then all the agendas fall away. No other party can withstand this one mighty party, the party of the Constitution. And people will realize that all these other parties are divisive and destructive. They may seem nice, but oh, they're going to give us something here. But everything that the little things that they offer to give, they take so much more than they're worth. They take your soul. They take your resources. They tie your hands. Look at every state in this union and how ineffective they are in obtaining their resources and being able to do the work and build their economy the way they want to be able to do that, because they're completely constrained by an unconstitutional federal government. It's that simple, folks. And we're here to connect the dots for you. So this is why, and this is how, you can start repenting. Because what is the repentance process? To be forgiven, right? But no, not to just be forgiven, but to become, to obtain the state to be able to be given as before. If you understand, this was explained to me from a friend who had, you know, strong Jewish ties. He wasn't Jewish, but he told me that the term forgive means to give as before. And so right now, if you're a part of the problem, you're not succinct, you're not calling upon government to fully comply and demanding full compliance and not allowing any compromises. You've got to stop taking money that we can't be taking. Stop it. They're a part of the inflation process. Don't think that, you know, inflation is just on the gas or these other little things. Government is the biggest source of inflation, because they're the ones getting money and spending money at a clip nobody else is. And so we have to stop government from spending that money. And like I said, all of a sudden, when you're not spending your own state money on things that you have no constitutional standing to do, like the EPA and a lot of these other things, then you'll quickly find, oh, well, now that we're not spending that money, we don't need to tax as much. Now you're fixing problems. This will back really ripple out through your government pool in so many ways, in solving so many problems. You go, oh my gosh, wow, this is great. Downscaling or putting government into the perspective of the Constitution, of the state Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, it really downsizes, and it unemploys a lot of people, and it forces people to actually become productive members of society. But the beautiful thing is that when you do this, this removes so many of the constraints of businesses and you know, farming, as well as, you know, lumber, the timber industry, mining, all of these resources that now become accessible for the state and private businesses to be able to come in and actually build the business and create jobs. It turns your state around into this massive economy again. Anyway, I'm hoping that you understand that this is the process, the repentance process, because it's not just about praying, it's about doing and sanctifying and making the amends necessary. It's the payback you need to do. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.